Studying Scarlet, a new Sherlock Holmes mystery by Craig Stephen Copeland, narrated by Robin Nixon. Dedication. To my parents, Jim and Dorothy Copeland, who instilled in me a passion for reading and provided a loving home in which books of all sorts could be enjoyed. And with apologies to two great storytellers, Arthur Conan Doyle and Margaret Mitchell. Chapter 1. Your Mama. Our beloved Queen Victoria passed away a year ago. All of England, indeed, the entire empire, was saddened. But there was a universal feeling that the old girl had done it well. Throughout the empire, a pull, a lethargy had descended. The old order had changed, but the new one to which it would yield its place had not yet begun. From the poor level of our Baker Street irregulars, all the way to the earls and lords of the land, we simply waited, wondering what the new era would be like. The Prince of Wales, the heir apparent, was no longer a dashing bon vivant prince. He had become a portly, bearded, 60-year-old grandfather, and all of his subjects agreed that he had finally grown up and was ready to take his rightful role as the head of the greatest empire the world had ever known. In June of 1902, the crowned heads of the world gathered in London for the coronation. 500,000 citizens were given free dinners and tins of chocolates as part of the celebration, only to have the event itself postponed because Albert Edward was ill with a severe pain in his gut. Now, in early August, he was feeling better, and on Saturday would be crowned king at Westminster Abbey. My health, so damaged in Afghanistan, had fully recovered. My medical practice had expanded following my purchase of the files of the ageing surgeon in Marylebone, whose affliction with St. Vitus Dance had led his patients to seek alternative care. This connection, added to my military pension, was providing me with a solid income of well over £300 a year. I was rising early, greeting each day with resolute happiness. I was engaged to be married this fall for the third time, and was quite certain that together with my lovely wife we would enjoy life until our days together on the earth were done. I could not have been more content. Sherlock Holmes could not have been more miserable, without a truly creative criminal with whom to match wits, without any unusual nefarious puzzles to be solved. Sherlock Holmes was indulging overly often in his dangerous 7% solution, and complaining about the petty and utterly predictable cases that had been presented to him for the past year. From time to time, I would hum a few lines from our...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?